lead us to your living word.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning at the 9 o'clock service with the children, I shared with them a couple of stories about loyalty that animals have showed to their owners in different places and times. I'm sure you all have heard these extraordinary stories, like there's a cat named Howie who lived in Australia with his owners, the Hicks family. And when this family went on vacation, an extended three-month vacation to visit family and friends in the United States and Europe, they took their cat Howie to live with relatives roughly 1,000 miles from their house. Well, when they returned to pick Howie up, they found out that he had run away shortly after the Hicks family dropped Howie off. And the children, everybody was heartbroken. We all know, if you have animals, how they become enmeshed in the fabric of our lives. And the children were so deeply grieved to have lost their beloved cat. Well, a year later, their daughter was playing outside after school, and this mangy, skinny, raggedy-looking cat came strolling up to the house. And 1,000 miles, and a year later, Howie had found his way home. It's just extraordinary. I mean, there's hundreds of stories like that, of animals who have such loyalty, born so deeply in love for their owners, that they overcome absolutely incredible things to do this amazing act of finding their owner. We don't only find such stories in the animal world or among our pets. You may have learned of the work of Father Greg Boyle out in Los Angeles with the gangs. He's been featured on Krista Tippett's program On Being, Oprah Winfrey. He's received a lot of fame for his extraordinary work. And he talks about the power of simply living with and loving people who our society would normally look at and see as complete outcasts, as having made life choices that put them beyond our love and our concern. For Father Greg Boyle, he says that in living with these young men and young women, he comes to love them because, of course, he sees more of their lives than just their gang activity. And in that loyalty that he feels for them, he has created a whole organization called Homeboy and Homegirl Industries that provides not only jobs and homes, but career-building skills for these former gang members of Los Angeles. When asked about this loyalty that he feels for these children, essentially, he says, let me just give you the example of Jose. He said Jose was a heroin-addicted, vicious gang member the first time that Father Greg Boyle met him. But slowly, after working with him and loving him long enough, Jose got into treatment and became clean and ultimately started working for Homeboy Industries and slowly revealed over time that he had been abandoned by his mother when he was six. When his grandmother finally rescued him from the orphanage where he was left, his mother beat him so hard on a daily basis that he had to wear three t-shirts to shirt to school every day. His life was so broken. Father Greg said, I came to realize that instead of looking at people like Jose with horror and judgment, that my first response should be awe and amazement that they had survived. That sense that loyalty and love leads us to amazement, to awe and head-shaking wonder, is very much the story of the resurrection. The resurrection is not a moment in time act when Jesus was raised from the tomb. The resurrection is God's constant working through history in story after story of loyalty and love that brings God's people into new life. The specifics of Jesus Christ's act of loyalty and love is beyond our human understanding, in the same way that I do not understand how Howie the Cat made it home a year later and 1,000 miles later, that I don't understand how Jose found the strength to overcome a heroin addiction and leave the gangs of Los Angeles to work in the substance abuse network of Homeboy Industries. How I don't understand when faithful spouses, friends, sons, daughters care for their loved ones so tenderly and completely as they're dying. That extraordinary loyalty and love is an ongoing act of resurrection. Just as the ladies, the women who appeared at the tomb had risked everything to be there with Jesus, they left their families and friends in Galilee, 90 to 100 miles north of Jerusalem, to follow Jesus. A woman in that time really had no role beyond her household. So to leave her jobs weaving and baking and harvesting and cooking and tending children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews would have been hugely scandalous for these women. But they had been touched by the love of Jesus. They knew that he treated women as equals and healed them. They knew that he touched lepers, that his love and his loyalty to all of the people that Jesus encountered inspired them to risk everything to follow him to Jerusalem. So they're going to the tomb and finding it empty and being amazed and confused was not the first time they were amazed and confused by Jesus. They were amazed and confused that a man spoke to a woman, that a man allowed a woman to touch him, that he healed them, that he taught, that he loved them. So showing up at the tomb and seeing it empty was just another part of this extraordinary awe and wonder to have experienced such love and such loyalty in the person of Jesus, who came to be the Christ. For us, as we hear this story this year, there are so many temptations that we have to try to understand or to decide that since we can't understand, it's not relevant to our lives. But like love, like loyalty, like friendship, like so many of the things that make life worth living for all of us, resurrection is something that happens every single day to each and every one of us when we are willing to peer into that empty tomb and be amazed. I hope that as you go back into your lives from this glorious morning celebration, in those relationships, in those places where you have experienced love and loyalty, where you have been amazed by somebody's generosity, that they have forgiven you, that you have felt the strength to forgive somebody else, that you have opened your heart to an unlikely person or animal or being. Any time that you find yourself wondering, how did I have the strength to do that? Or being amazed to watch another person extending generosity and compassion and kindness and love, I hope that you will recognize all of those actions as points of resurrection. Resurrection happens today and last year and last century and two millenniums ago and before that. There is a special resurrection that we recognize this morning. And in that gift, may you find the profound love and loyalty and amazement in that empty tomb. Amen.
Amen.